Alperovici. That's my respectable married name. I've only just learned how to spell it. Well, here we are with another record program and something for all the family to enjoy, I hope. So gather round and let's enjoy the next hour of music and song with me. Come on now, hurry up. Off with Howard Keel's beautiful record of Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. You remember? It comes from Oklahoma.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as a hill up on high, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning! Oh, what a beautiful day! I've got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Here's a little girl who is a joy to listen to and to watch. And that's our own Shirley Bassey singing As Long As He Needs Me from Oliver.
People say I'm mine.
wonderful when an artist can write all his own songs. And Sir Harry Lauder practically wrote all of his. You know, I learned from him how to make an audience sing with me. He said to me, "Gracie, you just sing louder than them. That way they won't be self-conscious." So now let's all listen to Sir Harry Lauder singing "I Love a Lassie" and join in and sing too if you feel like it.
November, or soon here autumn still. Her father has consented, I'm feeling quite contented. I've been and sealed the bargain where I kissed. I sit and weary, weary when I think about my dearie, and you'll always hear me singing this. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's a pure as the lily. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary my Scotch bluebell. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as pure as the lily in the dell. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary my Scotch bluebell. I love a lassie, healing laddie, she can warble like the mavis in the dell. She's an angel every Sunday, but a jolly lass on Monday, and as modest as her namesake, the bluebell. She's nice and neat and tidy, and I meet her every Friday. That's a very special mixed I wouldn't miss. I'm enchanted, I'm enraptured, since my heart's a darling captured. She just intoxicated me with bliss. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as pure as the lily in the dell. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary my Scotch bluebell. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as pure as the lily in the dell. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary my Scotch bluebell. I love a lassie, a bonny healing lassie. I could sit and let her tease me for a week. And the way she keeps behaving, my, I never pay for shaving, for she rubs my whiskers clean off with her cheek. And the gloaming with my beauty, with my bonny tooty fruity tooty, I like to wander by her side. She's my diamond, she's my ruby, she's my bonny wee jujube. And if she was here, I'd row her in my fly. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as pure as the lily in the dell. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary my Scotch bluebell. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as pure as the lily in the dell. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary my Scotch bluebell. Mary my Scotch bluebell. Might I tell you, eh?
Well, now he is a very great artist in the world of entertainment, playing one of his own lovely tunes, Fritz Kreisler and Caprice Benoit. Thank you. Bring this one in. We hear O Solo Mio in Capri from morning till night, but Elvis Presley has made this record, and I think it is very nice, and I hope you'll enjoy it. This version is called It's Now or Never.
My love won't wait.
going to play one of Gally Kirchie singing an English song that I used to try to do myself. Cheek, hadn't I? It had always been my mother's wish that I should sing in opera. But, of course, we couldn't afford the singing lessons at the time. So I sing all these wonderful songs in the bath. Well, now you're going to hear Gally Kirchie singing "Lo, Hear the Gentle Lark." As I told you before, Sir Harry Lauder wrote most of his own lyrics, so Gracie Fields thought she'd like to have a go, too. The first lyric I wrote was a translation of Cor Ingrata, and I was so thrilled when the publisher sent me £25 and said that was for my English lyric. Of course, that was better to me than giving me £1,000 to see my name as a lyric writer. Woo! Well, I thought I would try again. And I helped write the lyric of one of my very favorite songs, which I have always enjoyed singing. It's called The Song of the Mountains, an Italian song. It's not a complete translation. We made a slightly different version. Anyway, I enjoy singing it, and I hope you're going to enjoy listening to it.
could hear an echo from you, my beloved. Then I'd be close to heaven, the mountains and my love. Oh, where are you?
My favorite French artist is Edith Piaf, and it's always a great joy to see and listen to her, and especially to her records. So here we are with Milord.
D'hier, vous n'étiez pas peu fière d'âme, le ciel vous comblait, votre foulard de soie, flottant sur vos épaules, vous aviez le vôle, on aurait dit leur voix, vous marchiez sans vainqueur, au bras d'une demoiselle, mon Dieu, qu'elle était belle. J'en ai froid dans le cœur. Allez, venez, Milord, vous asseoir à ma table. Il fait si froid dehors. Ici, c'est confortable. Laissez-nous faire, Milord. Et prenez bien vos aises, vos peines sur mon cœur. Et vos pieds sur une chaise. Je vous connais, Milord. Vous ne m'avez jamais vu. Je suis qu'une fille du port, une ombre de la rue. Dire qu'il suffit parfois qu'il y ait un navire pour que tout se déchire. Quand le navire s'en va, il emmenait avec lui la douce aux yeux si tendres qui n'a pas su comprendre qu'elle a brisé votre vie. L'amour, ça fait pleurer, comme quoi l'existence, ça vous donne toutes les chances pour les reprendre après. Allez, venez, Milord, vous avez l'air d'un môme, laissez-vous. Qui n'ont pas eu de chance, regardez-moi, Milord, vous ne m'avez jamais vu. Mais vous pleurez, Milord, ça je l'aurais jamais cru. Eh bien, voyons, Milord, souriez-moi, Milord, mieux que ça. Un petit effort. Voilà, c'est ça. Allez, riez, Milord. Allez, chantez, Milord. La 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 la
have a bit of family competition. Listen, I'm going to put on a record of Semprini's own son, and I'm sure his dad won't mind a bit. A record called Il Nostro Concerto. Heard a Caruso record, I suppose I was about 22 or 3, and I'd bought my first portable gramophone. The lady who sold it me said, now I'm going to start you off with some nice records, and she gave me some Caruso records and some by Gallicurci. I put them on when I got home, and I couldn't believe it. I'd never heard singing like it before in my life. Well, I've been a Caruso fan ever since, and I've got stacks of his records, many that perhaps other people haven't got. But please don't write to me, because I'm not going to let you have any of mine. I'm a real meanie with my records. That is, the ones I especially like. Well, now here is Caruso singing On With the Motley, one of his most popular records.
Quel che dico e quel che faccio e pure tuo fa salta di fa e il tuo forse sei pagliaccio. Lati, lo spasmo del piano.
hope you like piano records. I do very much. So I'm now going to give you part of the first movement of the Greek piano concerto. It's played on this record by Dino Lipatti and conducted by Alcio Galliera. Follow that record with this one called Blow the Wind Southerly, sung by that wonderful Kathleen Ferrier. I think this is exquisite. No wonder it's such a favorite.
My eye could not see it. Where
going to play now a song that I have sung myself, but not in England. I sang it in America and wish I had recorded it myself. But after hearing one of our most dynamic, lovable singers sing it, I think it's a good job I didn't, because this is just perfect. Lena Horne singing an old-fashioned tango.
Everybody's mumbo crazy, cha-cha happy, but I'm lazy. I don't dig that frantic tuxedo. When I trip the night fantastic, I don't want to be gymnastic. That's not what I'm dancing for, it's for. What I got in mind is a big improvement with the very minimum amount of movement. Let the other couples push and shove. What I got in mind, I think you're gonna love. I've got a new fangled tango, and there's nothing to it. You just sort of stand there and just sort of do it. You stand close together, there's no wasted motion. A new fangled tango, an old-fashioned notion. The floor may be crowded, but that doesn't matter. It's not necessary to move. Don't move, I move. It may be crowded, but that's all the better. It's just like romancing while dancing. Who's dancing? Oh, you start off with one step and cling to each other. And you know how one step can lead to another. Oh, there's nothing wrong with a waltz or fandango. But oh, what can come from a newfangled tango? You cling to your partner and sway to the rhythm. You can't lose your partner, 'cause you right there with him. You don't have to worry about fast or slow steps. The nice part about it, in this dance you don't need steps. You don't have to worry if your dancing won't do. It's not what you do do, it's more what you don't do. You don't need a waltz or a fancy fandango. You just need a man and a newfangled tango. Forget the fandango. Give up the mambo. Do the tango.
I'll never forget the first time I met Gilly at the end of 1945 at a big concert for the Italian Red Cross. Gilly said, "Gracie, you must finish the show with me." I said, "No, I'm not the star. This is your country and you're the star of the show tonight." He said, "Well, you must come on and sing with me and we will finish the show together." And I felt very proud that I should be singing with Gilly. When I told Val Parnell about this, a year or so later, he said, "Gilly is going to be in the Royal Command performance, and you must sing together again for me." I'm so sorry that we never recorded this song together. The song was Torna Sorrento. But he's not going to sing Sorrento tonight. Here he is singing the lovely Nessun Dorma from Turandot.
Pure o principessa, miei la tua fredda stanza, guardati le stelle che tremano d'amore e di speranza. Il mio mistero
that is rather amusing. It's from the Flower Drum Song, and it's called I Enjoy Being a Girl, sung on this record by Yama Saki.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly. When my date comes to get me at my plate, out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is ready for the race. When I have a brand new hairdo with my eyelashes old and curl, I float as the clouds on hairdo. I enjoy being a girl. When men say I'm cute and funny, and my teeth aren't teeth but pearl, I just lap it up like honey. I enjoy being a girl. I flip when a fellow sends me flowers. I drool over dresses made of lace. I talk on the telephone for hours with a pound and a half of cream upon my face. I'm strictly a female, and my future, I hope, will be in the home of a brave and free male who enjoys as around in a dance whirl. It goes to my head like brandy. I enjoy being a girl. Someone with eyes that smolder says he loves every silken curl. The bows on my ivory shoulder. Enjoy being a girl. When I hear a complimentary whistle that greets my bikini by the sea, I turn and I glower and I bristle. But I'm happy to know the whistle's meant for me. I'm strictly a female, and my future I hope will be in the home of a brave and free male who
Tommy Fields pulled out an old record that we made together many years ago. So while no one's looking, I'm going to pop it on. So Tommy Fields and myself sing in Two Sleepy People. Don't tell anybody. Put it on. Quick.
Here we are out of cigarettes,
holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets.
Remember the nights we used to linger in the hall.
It is fun.
reason why we married in the fall.
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same.
Foggy little Nellie,
drowsy little dame.
Two sleepy people by lonely light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Well, I must tell you, I have really enjoyed putting all these records on for you, and I hope you've enjoyed them too. Now I'm going to say cheerio and a farewell with a little song that I got in New Zealand. You know, I get my songs from very funny places and very funny people, not always from a music publisher, but this one I got from a taxi driver in New Zealand. He said, "Gracie, you ought to learn our Maori farewell song." And he started to sing it, and I started to sing it with him in harmony. I said, "You sing it again," and so he did. And this is the result. Now is the hour.
Now is the hour for me to say goodbye.
Thank you.